Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Lamed Gimel, Nazir 33a, pagination is 65. We're going to make reference now to the Mishnah on the facing page, which can be found 5 lines up from the bottom. The Mishnah, which we discussed in the previous session, outlined for us that when a person makes a conditional vow of Nazirus, Beishamai hold hektish bitaus have hektish, Beishamai say that the mistake that he made, as he made the condition, it's viewed not as a condition, but as a mistake. He really wants to be a Nazir. And he's saying, the reason I want to be a Nazir is because there's a Nazir coming down the block. But even if it turns out that there's no Nazir coming down the block, he's still going to be a Nazir. That's really what he wants to do. And that a Nazir was coming down the block was a mistake. Beis Hillel view it as a condition. And they say, hektish bitos lo have hektish. It's not binding. It's viewed as a condition. And when he makes the condition, if someone else is a Nazir, and it turns out not to be true, he would not be bound by his vow of Nazirus, because the condition was not met. Rabbi Tarfon argues and says that Nazirus cannot work with conditions. It has to be bahafla'a, definitive. The final statement of the Mishnah is what we will focus on, which is here, siya la'achorav. If the object of his condition ended up turning around such that they never found out if the condition was met or not. So we're in a case of suffik nazirus, doubtful if the nazirus is binding or not. So the Tanakhama says, eino nazir. It's not a binding nazirus, as Rashi explains. He holds suffik nazirus lahakel. When you have a doubt in Nazirus, if it started, it's going to be lenient. However, Rab Shimon said, the person is going to be bound by the Nazirus misafik, because of the doubt, because it's a serious topic, and he holds safik Nazirus lahachmir. Doubtful Nazirus is strict. The focus of our Gemara, as we see it on Lamed Gimel, 3 lines from the bottom, is Hirsiya la'achorav eino nazir. When the condition is not known to have been met or not met, the Tanakhama holds eino nazir. He's not a nazir, because this Tanakhama is holding safik nazirus lahakel, to be lenient. Says the Gemara, implied in your statement that if the person about whom the condition was made turned around, and we never found out if he is a Nazir, if he's not a Nazir, if his name is Shimon, if his name is not Shimon, implied in that is, number one, that a condition works. Had he shown up, we would have been able to verify whether your Nazirus is binding or not. And number two, what we obviously understand is that the Tanakhama argues on Reb Shimon and does not hold you have to observe it misafik because of doubt, but you could ignore it according to the Tanakhama because safik Nazirus lahakel. But there are 2 things implied when you say that when the man turned around and we never found out who he is, you're not a Nazir. You're not a Nazir because he turned around, but had he come and the condition was met, you would have been a Nazir. Taima misham dir siya la'achorav, the Gemara says. The reason is because he turned around. Ha'asi l'kamon have a Nazir, but had he shown up and the condition was met, he would be a Nazir. Mani, who is this opinion that we're calling the Tanakhama, who's arguing on Reb Shimon? Ilema Reb Tarfon, if you say it's Reb Tarfon, me have a Nazir, he wouldn't be a Nazir even if the man showed up. Kevin de Beshaita de Nazir Loyoda. because at the time that he made the vow, it was not known ipaloni hu ve'ilo. Ilema Reb Tarfon, if you say it's Reb Tarfon, that would not match. Miava Nozir, he wouldn't be a Nozir. Kevin de Beshaita de Konozar, lo yoda ipaloni hu ve'ilo, since at the time that you made the Nazirus, you don't know whether the condition is going to be met or not. You don't know if it is paloni so-and-so or not. Michala alav Nazirus, would the Nazirus work? Ve'atanya, we learnt, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Reb Tarfon, Rabbi Yehuda taught us in the name of Reb Tarfon, Ein Echad Mehen Nazir, no one is a Nazir, which was the ruling of the Mishnah, but he goes on to explain the ruling of the Mishnah in the name of Reb Tarfon, Lefi Shalo Nitna Nazirus Ela Lahafla, because Nazirus only works when it's definitive. So this statement of Hersia La'achorov, that the person who was the object of the condition turned around, so you're not a Nazir, because the Tanakhama holds Safak Nazirus Lahakel, that can't be Reb Tarfon. Because implied in Hersia La'achorov that the man turned around is that had he come, you would be a Nazir. And Reb Tarfon holds that's not true. It has to be clear at the time that you made the vow. Ela Rabbi Yehuda Dikrihu. Rather, it's Rabbi Yehuda of the case of the pile of grain. D'tanya, what's the case of the pile of grain? Hareini Nazir Amanashiye Bekriyaze Meyakur. A person says that in this pile, if there's 100 portions, the amount of a kur, so then I should be a Nazir. Otherwise, not. V'halachu Metzo Shenigna Vosha Ovad. And they come and they see that since the time of the vow, something has been stolen or lost. So they know for a fact that it now has less than it had, but we don't know how much less. And now it can no longer be verified if there was indeed 100 kur or not at the time of the vow. Rabbi Shimon Oser, Rabbi Shimon forbids, which matches the opinion of our Mishnah, Safek Nazirus Lahachmir. You have to be strict in the case of Nazirus, according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, and Rabbi Yehuda allows, is lenient, and says he doesn't have to observe Nazirus. And that opinion matches our Mishnah of Hirsia La'achorav. The person turned around, so we don't know. We don't know. It's the same as the pile of grain, that we no longer have a way to know if it had 100 kur at the time of the vow. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.